is that I, of course, immediately take a picture of this big brass bed, and I send that to Joni. So
we've got lay
across my big brass bed. And I said, and all I'm saying is, when I looked at my phone and saw those two pictures, there was the poop poster when the corn, when did I eat corn? And then right under it is this big brass bed. And I just said, this sums us up. This sums up our friendship. This just right here, these two pictures on this text thread. This is what it's come to.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I was going to say, I feel like I have not talked to you in forever.
It's been a while. We've had little text exchanges, which have been quite entertaining, but other than that.
Y'all, go ahead. I got to tell you, I don't even know what episode. Are we episode 84 now? Or
no, we're 85. Guys, welcome to 85, because I went ahead and did that teeny one last week, and I just kept it 84 because I didn't want to mess up our whole system. So guys, again, we are a fully professional operation. So welcome.
I'm back, people.
To episode 85 of Designer Cornbread. And Joni is going to have a lot to fill us in on. You've been gone on a big adventure in the big city of Chattanooga.
It was hell, y'all. Oh. I'm sorry. I don't have another word for it.
Cover children's ears. You didn't give a warning.
I'm sorry. God. Warning. Y'all, it was awful. It was awful. So I did. I took a student to, it's called Skills USA. And I'm just going to tell you, I probably shouldn't say it, but
no, be nice. I can edit. Say
no,
what you
it's
want.
A, no, for me, it's a time and a money suck. You know, you've got to pay for uniforms. I spent $300 just on uniforms. Now, thankfully, God bless, I had people who donated, you know, different businesses and friends who donated money. And so it didn't come out of culinary, but you know, it's a money suck. And so we go, the whole thing is extremely unorganized to me.
That's what it sounded like when you went. I was like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So I told my student who was going, and I said, look, I don't expect you to win. And not because I don't think that you can, but all these other schools who've been and they know what to expect, they've been able to prepare for this for, you know, for the whole semester.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to prepare you. This is not on you. This is on me.
Right.
Just because I don't know what you're going to face.
Right.
And they had sent me no information. I finally got information during spring break. So I'm working all during spring. I have not had a day off the entire month of April, including spring break, because I've been working on all this mess. Well, spring break was like, what, just a week before we went. So one thing I didn't know was that we had to have all of our equipment, including a burner with butane. So I'm like rapidly ordering stuff from Amazon and getting all this equipment that, and I don't have time to get PO. Hope you're not listening to this wrong, because I paid for it. And he gets mad. But I mean, I didn't have time. Surprise! I didn't have time
to get a purchase order,
purchase orders and go through all the office. And I had to get it, and I had to get it quick. So I had to buy a bunch of stuff. I mean, some stuff we had in culinary, but anyway. And we had to come up with a menu. They finally told me what to expect from the menu. Y'all, this girl had to buy herself fabricated chicken, which means that's a culinary term for cut up a chicken. And she had to make all of her vegetable cuts. Those had to come and be judged. Then she had to make a stock. She had to.
Jeez, Lord, I know you listed all the stuff. I was like,
Yeah, she had to make a salad with homemade salad dressing and homemade flatbread.
Mm.
She had to make 2 chicken entrees and about, and you know, a grain and about 3 or 4 vegetable things. Wow. And she had five hours to do that.
5 hours to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll take it.
And she was there, and the woman said, so we didn't even get a time frame of how any of this was going down until we went to Orientational Monday, and the woman said, oh, I never sent that to y'all.
She said, I'll have that
to you by 9 o'clock tonight. And I'm thinking, lady,
it's too late now. Like
by 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be in bed because we have to be up at O'Dark's 30.
Just tell us in the morning and we'll just do it.
You know, so we sat down and we just kind of revamped some stuff when I did get that email, and it was, it was just chaos. And our event was across town at a place called the Kitchen Incubator.
Oh, and okay.
What it is, they have like different kitchen setups or different station setups. So mm-hmm. for people who have like food trucks and things like that.
Oh, nice. Who don't have a commercial kitchen. Yeah, nice.
They can come rent space.
Oh, that's very cool.
And do that. So that's where it was. Y'all, she had the space to do all this about the size of a cutting board. I mean, instead of the whole thing, when you rent the space, you get the whole thing.
Right.
But they were trying to share. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
did she get it? Did she get all the things done? That's big, just to complete the task.
So here's where I'm going with this. There were about 4 or 5 competitors who at some point in the contest just threw up their hands and said, I can't do this.
Right.
I can't. Hurts. I'm out, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and they quit.
That's tough.
And so she did not medal. She kind of got her hopes up because we went in going, you're not going to medal. You're not going to medal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're mm-hmm. just,
reality.
Your win is to be the guinea pig.
Let's set reasonable expectations and hope for the best. Yeah.
Yes. Your win is to mm-hmm. come back and tell us, you know, what Absolutely. To expect for the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but then, I mean, the judge came and told her that he was really impressed with her chicken cuts and that they were the best he'd seen so far.
Okay.
So, you know, that was really good. And then one of the things, they had a debrief after all this was over, and they didn't call out specific names and said, okay, we liked what you did or, you know, but mm-hmm. overall, they just kind of gave you some good and bad. And one of the things they said was, we saw a lot of chicken that was not cooked all the way through. And you've got to do that. You've got to take the temp. You've got to make sure your chicken is cooked and, you know, and this. And she told me another girl burned her chicken and, you know, all these things. So, but when we looked at Kaylee's testing plate, listen, they ate every bit of her lemon cream chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And with her braised chicken, I'm telling you, they may have even sucked on the bone. I mean,
they couldn't eat anyone else's because they would get the salmonella. So they were like, we better eat.
So she looks at me and she said, Ms. Shank, I might medal. And I looked around and I thought, you know what, you might. And I haven't got her scoring sheet. It wouldn't surprise me. She came in like 4th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was a little disappointed when she didn't get called up there. But anyway. But it was so good. It was good for her. I mean, she had to make decisions on her own. She mm-hmm. had to, and she finished.
She
and
finished. She didn't quit, and she got she it done. Quit. And that's
and
huge.
That, and that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. That it really I is. Mean, yeah.
All of that. And my mother looked at me. She said, Joni, I read all that. She said, I think I would have just thrown my hands up and said, I'm out.
And you're working on a little burner with a
mm-hmm.
Bunsen. Like, you're not even working on, like, something that you're used to, like, you know, who knows how much heat that's putting out.
She had to say, I mean, she had to come up with the menu based on, they did send like, here are the list of ingredients that we're going to have available.
Oh, and then she came up with it.
And she had to come up with the menu based on that. Well, y'all, it wasn't anything that we're used to, you know, cooking with. There was, you know, we had some really good ideas that, you know, maybe you could do this, you know, but those weren't available. So we had to take basic ingredients and come up with a stellar menu. And I mean,
which is what they're trying to do. I'm sure that was kind of the point of the competition is to kind of make everyone do that. But
yeah,
wow. So that's I'm very proud of your student for finishing that.
Really, yeah. Really good.
Yep. That's good. Under pressure, that's tough. So,
yeah.
Excellent job. What else on your trip? What else did y'all do anything fun? Did you have a little time to get out and about?
We didn't really have time to do anything except go eat.
Go eat. I was going to say, when you're in Chattanooga, you just got to go eat.
So, and we stayed, we did stay at the Reed House, and I did let them tour room 311.
Which I'm so proud of you for sharing this with the youths of America.
I know.
The real education of the haunted places.
So, and I will tell you that I took a picture. Ron is standing in the bathroom, and I've got I've got several pictures of the bathroom, and there's no, dark stain on the floor. And then Ron is standing in there, and I'm just flipping through, and I look, and there by the bathtub, Holly, is a dark stain on the floor in the bathroom. I was like, Ron,
y'all, that's where the person was killed, in case you missed our adventures last year.
Yes, she was murdered in the bathtub. I flipped it back. The floor is just, that pink and white shiny tile. It's fine in one picture. You flip to the next, and there's this big black stain. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Listen.
And then the one, Kaylee went over and opened the closet up, and I took a picture.
She opened the closet?
She opened the closet, and there's a little white mist you can see.
Oh,
I don't know.
Lord.
I don't know.
I think they did that to trick us. Like they did that, the picture that's above the bed, that's like blowing.
That blows. I know. Yeah, that freaked me out the first time. Yeah. What? No, there was like a white. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it. In real life, but in the picture.
Oh, and just in the picture. Okay, yeah. Well, let me say y'all. She sent me a picture because Joni sent me a couple shots when she got down there and that she was staying at the Reed House and all. And she shot me a picture out her window and it was right across from the haunted room, from 311. Yeah. And there's like a rooftop there. Like it's a flat roof. Like you could get out and walk. And it was a straight shot. As soon as she sent me that picture, I was like, oh.
It was creepy.
That's the room over there.
Y'all, it was creepy. And because if you walk in the bathroom and they leave the light on in that room all night long. Now tell me why they do that. I mean, you would think at night they would turn that lamp off, after the last
tour. That's her. That's Annabelle or whatever her name. Annalise is in there. She's reading at nighttime. She can have
evidently,
some peace and quiet.
But they keep that light on. So you go in the bathroom and when you look out the window, I mean, I'm looking straight into that room. And there's the light on, and it's creepy.
I'm telling you what. Well, it's also just so funny to me every time I see that or know where that room is. Because again, the other part of the story is Al Capone stayed in that room for real. Like they've got picture, like evidence. He stayed there on his way to go to prison somewhere. They were transporting him, and I'm like, why would you put him in a room where you could open a window and get out on a roof and get away. Like, I'm like, why wouldn't you put him on a room that was like,
I don't know. And they put, put bars.
Yeah.
On they put the
bars
window.
On it. But I'm like, how about you just move him to a,
yeah, I
a
don't
front
know.
Room where like, cause they were afraid someone was going to get him. I think too, weren't they afraid people were going to come kill him? I don't know, but I'm just saying it's probably not best to put him on a thing where you could literally open the window and walk out onto a roof. Yeah. I mean, I'm no expert.
They did have, even though they did have bars, he did tell me there were bars in the window, but they also had police stations.
They had guards
on the roof.
But still, unnecessary if you put him on the other side on the top floor.
Yeah.
Or maybe not the top because they could do a rope and get whatever. Just put him somewhere where like no one can come and he can't just jump out. I'm just saying. Oh my word.
So,
well,
what else? And we went to, we did go to dinner with Monty and Rhonda.
Up there because
Monty is does with welding and stuff, so they have a booth there. So
that's right.
So
it was
fun.
That is fun. Well, where was your favorite spot to eat? Did y'all eat anywhere good or just kind of?
Let's see. We ate at Agave and Rye, and it's so good.
It is so good.
The little gourmet taco shop, y'all, down there on the on the end and
on the river, right on the river.
The river, and we ate at Puckett's, and we ate at the feed store.
Nice.
Which is really good.
Yep.
And we did on the way out, they wanted some chicken. And so I found Champy's chicken.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it was
Avery
really good
Avery says
it's chicken.
Pretty good. I haven't been there, but she says
well,
it's pretty good.
Well, tell Avery. So they tape $1 bills to the wall and people ride all over them and stuff. So I took out a $1 bill and I wrote, Caleb Shank is cool.
Oh, Lord.
Gert is okay. And I taped it to the wall. So tell Avery.
Which location did you go to?
Like, it's just down from the Reed House.
Okay. Downtown. Okay. Yeah. Cause there's another one a little further out, but okay. All right. I will tell her to go look for the
dollar. Go look for the, tell her it's on the bar side. You know, there's of a course. Bar inside and
okay.
Well, it's where they set us and there's a table back in the corner and there's a big Caleb Shank is cool.
Okay. I definitely, that'll be like a fun date night. They can go like, look for that dollar bill.
Excuse me. Will you move your head a minute? We just need to sit.
Hey, listen, you gotta stay on a budget and do free entertainment.
That's right. That's right. So
that is awesome. That is fantastic.
Anything else?
Well, while you're thinking, if there's anything else, just jump in. I had a week, I shared a little bit about it on the little teeny little just bonus content we did last week, but I got so overwhelmed this last week, Joni, like paralyzed with overwhelm that doesn't happen to me too often anymore. I don't know. It was kind of a combination of things. But the house, like I said, just kind of everything being everywhere has just finally, I have met my limit. And I just couldn't figure out, it was like too overwhelming to even do anything. Like I was just like, that's just paralyzed. I was like, I don't even, and I just lost all, I promise you. And I go into, and I, there was some other stuff going on, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't think I spoke to Tim for 3 to 4 days straight. I think I said two words and it wasn't cause I was, I just shut down. I'm just like, and luckily, you know, here's to almost 30 years of marriage. He just left me alone. He's finally learned. He just left me alone. And I'm like, that is all. I wasn't mad at him. I just was over. And I didn't have any words. I'm like, I can't get emotionally like invested in anything going on right now. Like the day to day, like I just can't react. And I was out. So that was real fun. But I'm coming back to life. I came up with a idea of what I just needed to figure out some storage, and I figured that out. And once you start moving one little puzzle piece, like I just couldn't think what to do. And I'm really usually pretty good at thinking of what to do. So that's the point we're at where I'm like, I didn't have any more obvious places to do stuff. But I just gave myself a lot of grace and I sat outside on my little porch and just thought about it and came up with the thing and got the shelves for in the garage and cleared a space this weekend. And now I've got spot to stick stuff. And so I'm coming back. I'm coming back. But I'm just saying, yes, it was a week of silence. I had my own silent retreat here at home and thank goodness he left me alone. You know what I mean? You get to that point. You're I can't respond to you. I can't be excited. I just don't have any energy for like words.
I know.
Okay. To be discussed later. Anyway, the other thing that I forgot to tell you all, this is just a random, stupid about our New York trip. Can you hear me? Are you still there? Okay, good. The picture froze, so I wasn't sure if we were still doing sound. So I meant to, because this is just classic at the end of the trip. So we're getting to the airport to come home in New York. And like I said, the eclipse and all that was going to happen, but that's neither here nor there. But it just makes me laugh. Because on our way out, when we flew out, we flew a different airline. We flew... what did we fly? American? I think we flew American. I don't know. And I, of course, was asking Tim, first of all, too. I'm like, what kind of plane is it? Because I'm not getting on one of those Boeings that the door's going to fly off. And he's like, it's not. It's fine. I'm like, you didn't even check. And so that was a whole conversation we were having. but that, whatever it was. So I had a big old suitcase because we were going to be gone for a while, of course. And I'm an overpacker. Anyway, so we went and when they weighed my suitcase and it was like 54 pounds and that was fine. American didn't care, you know, cause I was thinking, oh, I don't know. Usually it's 50, like on Southwest it's 50, you know, which is a good amount. But anyway, And it was like 54 when I weighed it, but they didn't say anything. So I'm like, oh, cool. It's American. So then on our way home, we're flying Southwest. And I'm like, okay, so we're packing up at the hotel. And I'm like, okay, babe, I got to take about, you know, 4 pounds. I think it was 54 pounds was my, I was like, I got to get about 4 pounds out of my suitcase, you know, put some in my other carry-on, you know, just to, I'm like, yeah. I don't want to have to pay. And since we're going Southwest, so I'm like, can you put a couple things, just a pair of shoes in your bag and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we did some rearranging and I thought I was being all clever. Well, we get to the airport. My bag was fine. His bag was 56 pounds. We had to pay $100.
Oh my gosh.
$100. He looked over at me from that counter.
I bet he was about to kill you.
He wasn't at this point. At this point. He looked over at me.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
I was like giving him the thumbs up, like, we good? We good? He's like, nope. And then, yeah, we had to pay $100 because his bag was now 56 pounds, which I don't think I put 6 pounds in there. I don't know what else. Oh, he, anyway. And then we finally realized how dumb we were. Like, you know, you try to figure stuff out. And I'm like, what we should have done. And what we'll do next time. Again, it's when you're going on a bigger trip and all that kind of stuff. But he didn't take he only had like a backpack for his personal item bag on the plane. So he didn't have a carry-on above in the stow in the bin.
Yeah.
And I did. Anyway, I had a small carry-on up there and then my purse. But like instead of cramming everything, I'm like, we should have just brought that as a carry-on. You know, then you just have it. It's free and... He had a suitcase and then I had a big suitcase. We're checking those anyway.
Yeah.
But like, cause he's got his big breathing machine he's got to bring. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, then we wouldn't have cost us anything. We would have been fine.
That is one benefit of being, you know, a small person is that my shoes are half the size of yours.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know,
shoes alone. And I really didn't pack a lot. Like I tried not to, but by the time you get all the stuff and the toiletries, and then when you're flying, you can't take, you got to put everything in your check or it's got to be.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a whole, as you all know.
Y'all, but I just and thought so that was a what funny you may not know, listeners, tidbit. Is that Holly is very much of a bag person.
I love
bags. She may be coming to my house for like 3 days. And I promise you, she brings like 8 bags.
Like 3 or 4. Well, because here's the thing. I do. I really do. And I love me a bag, y'all. I love me a good bag. Well, I got to bring my suitcase. So I'm starting to where I get, bring a bigger suitcase because I'd rather just shove stuff in there. And then I got to bring sometimes like the extra little carry-on with all my books and my supplies. And then I got to bring a rolly bag full of gin or whatever, limes. I mean, sometimes I have to bring things or, you know, you just don't know.
For the Hollyoak.
For the Hollyoak. Anywho, I do. I like my bags. It's not even a lie. So
I call her a bag lady. She's the bag lady.
I am. It's true. So. It's true. But I'm organized and it's fine and it's what I want to be. I've decided that's just who I am. That's why I get nice, rolly, good ones. Cause I'm like, I'm not playing anymore.
Yeah.
So that is what happened there. Thanks. So I'm coming back alive. I also saw, you know what cracks me up? This is really unrelated and totally random. But the other day I was driving doing errands here in town and I was wherever. And I think I was driving by like an Office Max or something. The energy, the old people energy, man, when they're walking out of a store.
Yeah.
That old people energy where it's like, they don't look either way. I was rolling real slowly. Another lady was finishing walking by. So I was going to, you know, I could have gone, but I was kind of like, old dude, come out. Brother didn't even look. Didn't even look. not left, listen, not right. He just walked out of there like, if it's going to happen, he's like, come on.
Yeah, just watch out for me. Listen.
F with me and find out. I was
so
like.
I went to eat with my grandfather one day, you know, years ago, and he's. You know, he's in his 80s at this point and he's back. He's driving, you know, because he's got to drive me, you know.
That's right.
And so
yep.
he looks at me and says, little girl, is there anything coming? And as I, before I can even answer him, as I'm turning to look, he said, never mind, I'll stop when I hear the glass break.
I'm telling you, you guys.
I thought you're deaf. You're not even going to hear the glass break.
It's an energy like nothing else. Like, yeah. I just think that they're close enough to that point to go see the Lord that they're just like, well, just,
whatever. I've got insurance. Let's go.
I don't care. Yeah, that's like, reminds me of the scene, one of the best scenes in a movie.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to tell? It's in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yes, I do.
In
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yep. And I just watched it again a few weeks ago because I just had a hankering. I listened to the book, audiobook, and then I was like, oh, let me watch the movie again. And for those of you that have seen it, you'll remember. So the main character is this kind of middle-aged, played by Kathy Bates, amazingly. Yes. Like, Kathy Bates was so good
perfect.
In that role.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and she is kind of in this midlife and she's overweight and her marriage, her husband just kind of ignores her and they go to the nursing home to meet with his mother. And she ends up meeting the lovely older lady. What's her name?
Oh gosh, don't ask me.
Anyway, who grew up in the little town and that she shares her whole life. So if you haven't seen it, of course, it's an old movie. But anyway, shares her life about this small town and all her adventures. But there's a scene. So they end up kind of, she helps the Kathy Bates character kind of re-come back to life, you know, kind of find herself again and kind of all that stuff. So it's a really good story. But anyway, so Kathy Bates character, I wish I could remember her name, goes to the grocery store and she's about to get ready to park, and she's got this big old car. It takes place like in the 70s or early, probably the 80s. And so it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got her big old car. She's about to pull in a parking spot, and she's got her blinker on, and the car pulls out. She's about to pull in. Well, comes up the other side of the drive, these young girls in this little car, and they zip in, and they take her parking space. And she rolls
very back. Rudely. I mean,
very rudely.
You know,
yes, these young,
they know she's waiting.
Gorgeous
on
20, or maybe they don't. They're just oblivious, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. And so she rolls up. She's like, "Excuse me, that was my spot. I was waiting for that spot." And she's like, "You're well, what did they say? It's something like too young. You know,
we're
what was
younger
it?
And
we're younger and
faster."
Yeah. And she was just like, she's having this whole crisis.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know, did she come out later? Or did she, she sees them again somewhere else. Isn't that what happens?
No, I think it's that same thing. She just starts into their car.
So she gets in there with her car, and she just starts ramming their car. And she's yelling, "Tawanda," because it's this whole thing.
Yeah.
And she's ramming and backing out and pulling forward and ramming their car. And they come screaming out of the grocery and they're like, "Ah." And she's like, "I'm older and I've got better insurance." And she drives off. It's such a classic. Mm-hmm. She just had enough of them. Yeah. So that's basically where I think that nice older people, but I'm telling you, this dude did not even, and again, I was not going, but I'm like, dude, It's just the energy. It was like he just didn't even look. He could not even be bothered to look. So I look forward to that day when I can just walk in front of cars and do whatever I want. So
that's right. I'm there. I'm just telling you, I'm there. I don't know what else to say about it. There.
I love it. I love it. So how's everything in your house? How's everything with your boys? Everything's good?
So everything's good. We're still waiting on the pool. He showed up today. And
oh, good. Okay, because I got to get down there. I got to get down there soon.
He got the wrong wattage pump. So we're having to buy a new pump.
Okay.
So now it still looks like a freaking pond.
It's a frog pond. I'm not getting in there.
I'm so frustrated.
And you started so long ago, like the process.
I know. I mean, I did. I called the 1st of March, you know, so that it would be done by the mid-April. Yeah. And I'm like,
you're like, it's the end of April.
Come on, guys. Let's go. So, everybody's good. Caleb is getting ready to graduate in May. Mm-hmm. And he is in the middle of job searching. And so all of that's good. And he found this company last night, and they're a small company. But I mean, I looked at the website and I was like, this is so Caleb Shank. And because they're you know, hey, here's our project. Click to see our projects. And the first one you click, they're like in a cornhole tournament.
Yeah, it was something like cornhole. And we're like, what?
And then they had like drawings on napkins and stuff. And I was like, this Caleb Shank fits right in. And their professional pictures were of them hunting and fishing and at football games.
Yeah, they look like some good old boys.
This has got Caleb's name all over it.
So, yes. That's great.
We'll see. We'll just see how all that plays out. And, you know, John Garrett's going through finals. Now, let me explain something about my boys here. And this is kind of, well, it's not going to lead to my recipe this week, but we got the Derby coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of my friends always has a Derby party. And it's great. It's fun. It's huge. And Caleb said, Mom, I'm coming home. He said, my last final is done. And I'm coming home for Paige's Derby party. I said, great. Come on. Yeah. He said, she doesn't know it, but that's my graduation party. Well, you know, for me,
it's my
I'm done party.
Yes. Yes. So it's going to be a good time.
So I said, all right. And JB's there. Now, y'all, Caleb is very outdoorsy. I mean, he does woodworking and, you know, he's learned how to play the fiddle and he's my sports guy, my outdoorsman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And JB is my hippie. I mean, mm-hmm. he loves Bonnaroo.
Oh, he loves music. He loves kind of music. Yeah, movie. He's into all that.
Yes. Yeah. He's very artsy.
Yeah.
Caleb Shank is not artsy. I mean, he does the woodworking, but he's not like, when I think artsy, it's not Caleb.
No.
So, JB's on the phone. We're on speakerphone. And JB said, hey, Derby party's May the 4th. He said, we can go as Star Wars. And you hear this long period of silence. Mm-hmm. And Caleb goes, I'm not doing that.
I'm not going to do that. Crush JB's dreams. Caleb.
I know.
Caleb, so just if put you on don't the Wookiee outfit and go.
If you don't know that reference, May the 4th, they call Star Wars Day because it's May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. And we hear it all day long. But it's very cute. Yes. But it's very cute, I will say.
Yes. So my little, you know, my Star Wars.
Well, you have to dress up.
I'll have the Derby hat. No, I'll have the Derby hat. It's the Derby. The Kentucky Derby. We are not doing Star Wars.
I know. Well, Avery's not moving that weekend. I might.
Okay.
I got to get down soon because I'm having real Joni withdrawals and it's a problem.
But well, come on.
I know. I'm just waiting to see when she's moving. So we're trying to figure that out. So you could come
for the Derby and just stay for the week because then I am going to have a graduation party.
I know. So that's a thing too. Yeah. I definitely want to come for that. So it's fine. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get down there. So speaking of, you just mentioned something that made me think that I need to share with the people on here. I need to share the little project that you helped out at school with, the little health class project. Y'all listen.
Oh, y'all.
This story. Listen, I'm going to tell it. Just keep your mouth shut. I am out thrifting. I don't know where I am. I'm out and about. And I get this phone call from Joni, and she says, I'm going to send you a picture, but you got to look at it while we're on the phone because I want to hear you. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. Okay. So she explains. She has the health students at the high school had some projects where they were making some kind of informational posters and putting them around school about different health things like signs of stroke and, you know, whatever, all different things, very good projects for them.
They had to go to the teachers and ask, you know, hey, can we hang this in your room? Mm-hmm. And I do have the, you know, warning signs of a stroke, which is probably pretty good.
Which is probably a good one for your room. Honestly, I think your students need to really read that.
Yeah.
So this is their projects that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And in one of the restrooms, the women's restroom, or is that where it was?
In the faculty bathroom,
there was a very clever and a good spot for this poster. Congratulations, and I applaud the health students for this. There is a poster in there that shows you different kinds of bowel movements. I'm going to use the
poop.
It's a poop poster. And they've taken clay or whatever and made the shape.
Brown clay.
They've taken brown clay, the health students, and they've attached it in the different shapes showing the different kinds of healthier poop and all the way down to the liquid, mm-hmm. like run. Like they've just showing you all the different kinds. Dehydrated
and,
poop.
And this one was, so the nursing teacher was in there.
Okay.
Y'all, and I'm like, I mean, I'm kind of, I don't
it's
really
kind of gross,
stomach,
but I applaud them.
For whatever reason, it kind of grossed me out.
It's gross because it's gross.
So she's in there. And
I'm telling
like,
you the story. I'm telling the story.
I'll let you tell it. But I was like, okay. Susan, tell me about this. So she's like, oh yeah. So if it looks like this,
yeah,
you're dehydrated.
You're dehydrated. This
and there was
your,
one that had fallen off onto the counter.
Oh,
and she
no.
reaches down and she picks up this little clay poop and it's like pinched between her fingers. And she was like, oh, one fell off. And I was like,
oh my gosh, I would have thrown up.
So I'm like pretty grossed out by the whole thing.
Okay
so go on.
She's grossed out. But after the day was over, Joni decides to add to this little project. And she goes home and makes her own poster. And gets up at 5 a.m. the next morning. You guys, this is what Hardin County teachers are dealing with here. This is what they have going on. She gets up at 5 a.m. to get into school, to get into the bathroom, to add this informational poster that she's made underneath their poster. And on it, she's got her own clay poop visual aid. And it says it's got pieces of corn all in it. And it says, corn? When did I eat corn?
Y'all, I laughed about it.
She stuck that poster up underneath the official poop poster. She stuck this one up that just says, corn? When did I eat?
I was so proud of us.
She called me up. I'm out about. She sends me this picture. I nearly have a come apart because I'm like, this may be the best thing you've ever done in your life. This
I'll post it on this.
We will post it. We will. Yep. It made me so happy.
So one of my students told me to just today, they said, oh, I was in Miss Drake's class. And she said, y'all, there was this poop poster in the bathroom, and Shelby said I just put my head down because my students knew what I'd done.
Of course.
And she said I put my head down, and she was like, so it was up there. It was kind of gross. Then all of a sudden, this other poster appeared.
This other
like
one
corn.
Gets attached. Corn.
And said,
when
corn.
Did I eat corn?
Hey, corn. And Shelby burst out laughing.
You
and
guys,
finally, she
it
looked
has
at
corn
her.
In it. She stuck pieces of corn up in the clay. It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting.
She looked at Shelby and she said, you know who did it, don't you?
You know exactly who. They all know who did
Shelby
it.
Shelby said, I do. And she said, who was it? Shelby said, I can't say. She said, I'll give you extra credit. She said, it was Miss Shank.
It was Miss Shank.
They ratted me out real quick.
Oh, of course they did. 100%. I don't think it was that hard. Well, I mean, I was just dying. And like I said, I'm in the thrift store. And no sooner had this happened than I turn around and no lie, there is a giant, and again, if you haven't been listening to the podcast, you just got to go back and listen. There is a giant, big brass bed in the thrift
gosh.
Store. This beautiful, it wasn't in great shape, or I probably would have bought it. It was $75. But there's this big brass bed, and if you recall, go back, I don't know what episode it was, but Joni had an incident with a boy. And, no, that's
no,
going to sound bad.
Terrible. That sounds terrible.
I'm saying, I don't know what episode it was.
I had this guy that, you know, he kept asking me out. And he's just obnoxious. So I finally go out with him thinking I'm going to be obnoxious enough that he'll never ask me out again. Well, I didn't have a chance.
That doesn't work.
Because he was so obnoxious. Mm. And the whole time he starts to tell me all the stuff that he has and how much money he makes and all this. And he tells me he's got this big brass bed. And I'm like, I got to go home.
He was really talking about that. I laughed so hard. And he had a bear that's name was, didn't he have some bear with a, or no, he would wear a vest. He would wear a vest. I don't, y'all listen, it's on a previous episode. All I'm going to say, the point of me telling that is that I, of course, immediately take a picture of this big brass bed. And I send that to Joni. So we've got
lay
across my big brass bed. And I said, and all I'm saying is when I looked at my phone and saw those two pictures, there was the poop poster when the corn, when did I eat corn? And then right under it is this big brass bed. And I just said, this sums us up. This sums up our friendship. This just right here, these two pictures on this text thread. This is what it's come to. And we just, anyway, I thought we'd.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. I was, and I needed that stress break. Y'all, I laughed. I don't care if anybody else laughed. I had the best time. Yeah, corn. And I don't know. So somebody told me that's in a movie too, but I was like,
is it really?
I don't know when that movie came out, but it was after, I don't know, they told me. Yeah. And I said, no, Holly and I walked in this bathroom in Eureka Springs. We're standing there and we hear this woman from the stall go, corn. When did I eat corn?
Corn.
Y'all, it was awful.
Like, we gotta get out. We gotta get out. Y'all, it was too much. So yes. So that educating the youths of America, one poop poster at a time. So anyway. And on that note, do you have a recipe you want to share with us?
I do, but I do want to say something.
Okay,
probably,
yes. Oh, please. I wanna, now, listen, don't transition that hard.
No, I know where you're transition. Going. No, I just want to.
Just give us a minute. Let's separate from the poop talk.
From the hilarious. Just a second. Actually, right. I think she would appreciate it. But okay. I just want to give a shout out to Mandisa's ministry. And I'm sure everybody's heard by now that, you know, they found Mandisa dead at age 47 in her home, and we have no reason, you know, or no
just
cause.
Sudden,
so,
and shocking and sudden, and she's passed.
Right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it so could be a million sad. Different things. But all matter. That aside, she is home and she is rejoicing. And I'm just here to tell you that she was a precious, precious person. And
yeah, because you had a chance to meet her a couple times.
I did. So
didn't
she
you?
Was yeah. popular back in the days that Ron was, you know, in Christian radio and all that. So, yeah, I got to have several conversations with Mandisa. And I will tell you this. She, one time back when I had a Twitter account, she retweeted something that I had tweeted. Mm. And y'all, my phone blew up. And I called her and I said, Disa, don't ever retweet me again. And she said, Joni, it was so good. And she said, people need to hear that. And I said, Disa, my phone has blown up. And she just cackled laughing. And she said, welcome to my world, girl.
Of course.
And I said, I don't want to be in your world.
I don't like your world.
I don't like your world. Yeah. You know,
no,
but
what a great,
you know,
what a tremendous talent. I mean, for real, yeah. She just was a tremendous talent and her ministry and her music and all. She'll be really, really missed. But like you said, wow.
Yeah. And as I read things over and over and over, you know, the resounding thing is she loved the Lord.
Absolutely.
She loved the Lord over and over and over. That's what I'm hearing. So Mandisa is home with her Savior and is rejoicing, and she is free, and, you know, she's good. But
prayers are with her family and her close friends, because it just never makes it.
No.
It's just hard. It's hard. It so we're thinking about them for sure. Yeah. So. No. And thanks for sharing her talents and, you know, we all
her
got
ministry.
To,
I mean, what
yeah,
I, no.
yeah, for sure.
Original, so
absolutely. Anyway. Thanks for sharing that. I think that's great.
So we have leading into recipes, we got a couple things coming up. One, we've talked about the Derby. And so you've got the Kentucky Derby coming up on May the 4th. Mm-hmm. You have Cinco de Mayo, which is on May the 5th. So
it's a big
right now,
weekend.
It is.
Oh, my
it's a big weekend.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and do though focus on Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. We're doing a tortilla casserole, and it's really, really easy. And I'll go ahead and post that link up. And next week I'm going to do last year I did the Kentucky Brown, but this year I'm going to do a Kentucky Brown dip.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, we'll
Ooh,
do that.
That sounds
I'll
good.
Do that for next week.
Excellent.
See, look how prepared I am.
You really are. I don't even know who you
Damn,
are.
No.
What's so corn?
But look, corn. When did I eat? Anyway, y'all, it's just like, it's basically a taco and a casserole.
I love those.
You're going to grease a pan and lay down tortillas, and you're going to brown your meat, and, you know, throw some onion in there and your seasonings and all of that, mm-hmm. and layer it with, you know, you're going to do your meat and some diced green chilies, just the can. Look, we're not getting mm-hmm. fancy with it.
Yeah, no, those are great.
This is quick, yeah. easy supper yes. kind of thing.
This is a casserole.
And I mean, you're going to get canned enchilada sauce. You're not even going to make
yep.
your home, you know, just go.
That's right.
Quick and easy. And you're going to layer cheese in there and then another layer of tortillas, and you're just going to build it up. And you top it with cheese again. Make sure you cover it to bake it, though, so that those tortillas don't dry out.
Okay, you know, so tinfoil it or yeah. something. Yeah, okay.
Tightly.
Okay.
And bake that, and then take maybe the tinfoil off the last, like, 5 minutes of cooking. And then you can top it when you cut it into, you know, just cut it into squares to serve it. But garnish, you can garnish it.
Garnish it. Yeah.
Corn.
Has nothing to do with it.
My gosh.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. You could put corn in there. Anyway.
You could put corn in there if you want corn in there. I mean, and that's the beauty about this
thing.
Yeah,
whatever you got. Black beans.
If you want to take the onions out, take them out. Put corn in there.
Put,
you know.
Put corn. I think everyone needs to put corn in there.
Corn. Just in honor of Joni.
Please.
And then.
Garnish. You were saying garnish.
Garnish. Yeah. You can put like a slice of avocado on it. You can put some cilantro or some sour cream or lime, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Fresh tomatoes garnish cut up it. And yes, set yeah. on the side. A little yeah. fresh pico. Yeah. Yes. There you go. There you go. Yeah. I like the avocado. So, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. So.
That sounds so quick, great. That's easy. Just a great weeknight. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really great weeknight way to, you can make it with chicken. Yeah. Instead of the beef, so, you don't have beef, get your chicken and yeah. cook that
so
up.
So if you want to go through our designer cornbread podcast and look at the recipes, I thought, ooh, I need to post this one. Well, I've already posted. Ooh, I need to post mm-hmm. this one. For my Mexican food. And some of that is Miss Lee's white enchilada casserole. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. And then I've got one chicken fiesta that is fantastic. So go through our recipes on our website.
Yeah, it's on the website under the recipe tab, and they're all there. So you can go
they're all there.
Pick yeah. some out. That's a great idea. Absolutely. Get ready for your Cinco de Mayo. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh my gosh.
Corn.
Okay. Corn.
It's just so bad. That is outstanding. Thank you for that. All right. Are you okay there?
I'm good. Okay.
I think it's my top three.
Top three.
Go.
Is that right? Okay. I think so. I looked it up. No, it's me. Okay, I'm good. Going. If it's good. Not, too bad. too bad. Okay. The first thing on my top three for this week is a new Bible that I got and some pens.
Mm.
So I think I maybe mentioned this to you, but I don't remember when we talked sometime. But so I'm not a big like get a million different Bibles person. I mean, I have quite a few, but like mm-hmm. I kind of just stay with the same one. But I don't remember who I was watching, so I'm really full of good information. Somebody I follow was talking about this Bible and had a link to it, and also it goes with my number two of my top three, so you'll kind of hear how they go together. And maybe I should have started with the other one. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, this Bible, it's just, I can get it on Amazon, and I'll put the link up. And there's probably other versions, but this one is really pretty. Different artists have done the covers, so this one's really pretty. But it's a wide margin Bible. So this one happens to be ESV or whatever, but I bet you can get different translations. So it's got the wide margins with lines. So like you can write, it's got a place to write. So the Bible itself, you know, the words are just kind of like paragraph style. They're not that tiny little, they're a little bit wider, but then it's got margins down the side, which gives you a little more room to take notes or do whatever like that. And then I got some special pens, which of course Tim made fun of me, but then he's like, he loves pens too. So he didn't really, but because you got to have special pens and highlighters that don't bleed through the pages. You know what I mean? Because regular stuff will, and these a little bit, they don't bleed through, but like you can see it just a titch, the darker, but I got pens that are, you can just write that don't bleed through and then highlighters. And the reason that I got these was because they go with my number two thing on my list this week, on my top three, which is a little podcast. It's called Bible Recap podcast, the Bible Recap podcast. And the person that I was showing all this on their Instagram or whatever it was telling about. So it's basically, it's a daily podcast. They also have, like, if you go to the website, there's like, there's the year, read a Bible in the year plan. You know how we all, there's a plan and they break it out for you and all that. They've got other resources too, I think. I didn't look a whole lot. But the basic idea here is that, so you read the day, and here's the thing. So I've started back in the the beginning, since I didn't start it in January, but it doesn't matter. Again, it's the plan. You can start it whenever you want. And I don't do it every day. I don't do, like, I do it when I do it and I just have my next thing to do. I know exactly what I'm reading. You know, I just have kind of let myself be a little more like chill about it. But it gives you your whatever the order and how it's doing it too, is it's doing it in chronological. So like, we started in Genesis for a little bit, but now we're in Job because that's really, they think, one of the older, after those first five chapters or so of Genesis, then Job was kind of around. So it goes to that and then we'll pop back to Genesis. So it has it all laid out. And then what you can do is after you've, you know, most of the, it'll be like 2 to 3 chapters a day. It depends on how long, whatever. But after you do that days, so even if it takes me 2 days to finish a 1 day's worth, again, who cares? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, yeah, if I don't have time, because I can be really like, oh, I don't have time to read all that. But like, it doesn't matter. Just read, just do one and then, you know, move on. Right. Do the next day. So it'll take me longer than a year, but that's okay. And then, so once you've done that section, you can go and listen to the podcast for that section. Genesis 1 through whatever. And they're really short. They're not super long. They're, you know, less than 10 minutes maybe of this person, this lady who does this podcast. And then she just talks about that section of scripture and like goes over it, gives interesting historical stuff, gives all just really good like Bible-y information about that passage and stuff for you to think about and learn. And I'm like, oh, I really like that. So like you read it first. I mean, you can do it however you want, but you read it first and then you go listen to that. And then I kind of have my little notes. And how I'm doing my notes, this is sort of new for me. So I'm not a big, like, this is why I got this separate Bible. Cause I didn't want to mess with my other Bible and have it all crazy, but that's why I got this one. Cause I'm like, I'm going to use it for this and just really, you know, mark it how I want to mark it. And all that kind of stuff. So what the way, I don't know if you've ever, you know, there's lots of different ways you can use highlighters and people do them different ways. The way that I've always seen people mostly use them is like, you know, you pick a color and you assign like stuff that talks about whatever the Holy Spirit is green and the, you know, and you assign kind of a topic to the color. And that is one way to do it. That's one way to do it. But I kind of did some research because I just went online and looked. I'm like, what other ways? Because that didn't feel great to me. I don't know why. I was like, I don't really want to be just highlighting a topic. I don't know. I just thought, I wonder what other ways you can use that, because I wanted to like really kind of understand the passage better and all that. But I didn't want to be constantly thinking like, oh, is this, you know, Holy Spirit? Do I need to get the blue one out? You know, whatever. So I found this system that someone just shared, and it's not any big deal, but it's what I'm trying and the way I'm using my new special highlighter markers. And basically, it's just using them. It's like outlining. It's like taking when you're reading a section, and it's like you do like when you outline, like how you learn in school, like, you know, Roman numeral one and then, you know, capital A, the next topic supports that topic. And then the next thing supports that. So like when I highlight and some sections get more than others, some sections like the Genesis one is like perfect for it. Cause you're like, you know, the main in the beginning, God created, you know, and that's that color. Cause that's like the main point. And then underneath that is the next color. You know, he created the, you know, stars and the whatever. And then under that is another color if he talks about. So it like creates a visual outline of the passage using your highlighters. So then when I go look at it, and that makes me think through that passage, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Instead of like just going, oh, he's talking about sin here. Or he's talking about,
yeah.
It just makes me look at that passage and go, oh, here. And then, okay, you know, or Noah, you know, build the thing. And then, so Noah did that, you know, and I can highlight, or you can just kind of, you know, take your highlighter down the side. If it's a really big passage and you don't want to sit there and highlight it all, just sort of, you know, run your highlighter down the side. And then I go back with my pins, my non-highlighter, my coordinating colored pins. And I have created a little system of kind of symbols for all those topical things. So like I've got a symbol for the Trinity, and I've got a symbol for sin, and I've got a symbol for, or a letter for judgment, or a letter for, you know, and then I go back through and I kind of make those little, you know, write a note out to the side of something I thought about or a question, and mark those letters or circle a particular word or underline with those pens. So it kind of like, it's kind of doing both, and I've really enjoyed it.
Right.
So I just thought I would share that little crazy way of doing it. It's kind of a cool, it's just what I'm enjoying right now. You know, there's a million ways to do it, but I got my wide margin Bible and my pins and my podcast. And it's really, and that I was doing that when the earthquake struck in New York. I'm just going to say, I had my highlighters out and I was like, Lord. So who knows? But so that's my number one and my number two, that Bible and the Bible Recap podcast. And then number three, turning a total left turn, is a foundation, makeup foundation by Kosas. It's K-O-S-A-S. I will link it. It's the Kosas Revealer Skin Improving Foundation SPF 25. It's just a foundation I like. You can get it online. You can get it at Sephora. It's one of the clean, makeup companies. So it's kind of supposed to be cleaner ingredients, kind of like Ilia and, which mm-hmm. I just like, I'm into like really, it's more than a serum. It's not like the Ilia serum that I like. It's more of a foundation, but it's not super heavy coverage, but I just like it. It's a good one. If y'all are looking for something new to try, you can go get you some foundation and then get your pins out and highlight your Bible.
Makeup and Bible time.
Hey, listen, I'm Holly. I'm the full package.
You are the full. You are the full package. The full money.
Oh my word!
I don't remember what.
Isn't
that means,
naughty?
I don't know. It might.
I think that's
I don't
naughty.
Remember. Well, there you are.
Okay.
Oh no! Okay. I don't have corn.
Well, guys, once again, you've wasted another valuable hour of your life here, 45 minutes or whatever. So hope you feel good about yourselves. We feel pretty good. We will be back, right? Next week?
Yes, I mean, next
there's
week.
No reason why we won't be, Lord willing.
I'm here. Just waiting for April to end.
Just waiting for April. It'll be over like this Tuesday. We'll be here next. I guess we have another week. No. Next Tuesday is like
yeah,
the 30th.
Yeah, that's right. That's the,
I think we're
that's
good.
The 30th.
One more week.
Yes.
You can do it. And then it's May, the month, the most beautiful month of the year.
It is your birthday month.
Birthday and Mother's Day.
And we get out of school.
It is. It's a great month, guys. Yeah. May is the best. So yes. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're getting stuff done if you want. I hope you're not if you don't want. So there you go. And we will talk to you soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
Come back, corn.
Totally cut out. Corn? Where'd you? Okay. We're having trouble.
I forgot to plug it in.
Oh, good. It wasn't me this time. Praise the Lord. I couldn't take it.
Listen, I even sat here and tested in my microphone test. I guess I just heard myself talking. I don't know.
You did. Congratulations. Oh. You were talking to yourself.
Is April over yet? Can April be over? Oh my gosh.
Almost. Let's go.